Live from the Fortress of Freedom, behind enemy lines on the frontier of free speech in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, June 7th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, a big shift in the way roads are paid for proposed in Michigan as a House panel moves sales tax revenue out of education and local governments and putting it into roads and bridges. Well, as you can imagine, that's going to be a political fight. Number two, Army Captain and Detroit businessman John James. He's hoping the second time is the charm in a bid to become the next U.S. Senator from Michigan. James jumps back in the race just 6 months after he lost to Debbie Stabenow. And number one, Enbridge, the Canadian energy company that operates Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac, has decided that the time for discussing and renegotiating what has already been proposed in a pipeline to solve the ongoing debate has come and gone. Enbridge files a lawsuit against Michigan in the Court of Claims. And so that's a big moving story that we'll have a lot more on. In fact, we'll have Ryan Duffy from Enbridge here on the program coming up just a bit later. Steve Doolin will be here. Patrick Anderson will be here to talk about the Michigan Constitution and a petition punishing law says that's unconstitutional. We'll get to all of that. But first, I want to talk about this. Michigan House panel approving the shifting of gas tax funds to the roads. Obviously, fix the damn roads has been Governor Whitmer's conversation with you, the voters, for a very long time, and it was enough to propel her to a wide victory in the race for governor in 2018. But now Michigan's Republican-led House is pushing an idea that would boost road and bridge repair funding by shifting hundreds of millions of dollars in sales tax revenue from fuel that's currently going to schools and local government and push that towards fixing roads. $542 million, the figure put to it. In over 2 years, the state would exempt fuel purchases from the state's 6% sales tax and replace it with an equivalent fuel tax that would generate dedicated revenue for roads, which would require a separate vote by the state legislature as well. Now, the state would shift 4% of the sales tax in 2020 and the remaining 2% in 2021. That coming from the House Transportation and Appropriations Subcommittee Chair, Matt Maddock of Milford. Now, of course, this is going to become a big fight. This comes in response to Governor Whitmer's 45-cent fuel tax hike proposal, which Republicans have balked at, and so has, well, pretty much everyone I've talked to. I don't know what kind of feedback you get out there when you're talking to your friends and your family, but the whole idea of raising gas taxes by 45 cents to pay for roads, in part because part of that money would also go to other things in the general fund. But Maddock assured committee members that the sales tax money shifted from schools would be backfilled through a number of different departments. He said the details of the shift would be clear when the budget goes before the full House Appropriations Committee. Many, many budgets involved, because you could just imagine the notion of taking money out of schools and putting them into the roads. That would create a backlash for sure. Wouldn't get supported. Certainly wouldn't get signed by this governor. Probably any other governor for that matter. House Speaker Lee Chatfield has said that any road funding plan would need to include provisions that ensure the full 6% sales tax paid at the pump is dedicated to roads and bridges and infrastructure, and so the lawmakers could assure residents that every penny paid at the pump goes toward that infrastructure. But shifting the money to roads, well, Whitmer says, unless you can make that money up in schools and local unit losses, it's not going anywhere. And then they trot out this one. We're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. You know, don't you think politicians could come up with some new lines? Wouldn't that be something? We're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. We need to address roads, schools, and water. Well, thank you for that insightful comment. That came from Budget Director Chris Kolb. Let's see. It just, as I look through all of these suggestions and ideas on this, I wonder where it's going to all lead. Somewhere we're going to pay more money. That part you should be able to figure out. It's not going to be 45 cents on the gas. It's probably not going to be the sales tax idea. But it might be a little bit here and a little bit there and some here and some there. And at the same time, keep in mind that all the money that was set aside for roads, all the money that was set aside for roads by the Snyder administration hasn't come fully online yet. So that money continues to increase and ramp up as well. So look for the idea of more money coming in and more money being dedicated from the Snyder design, and then more money coming in this way. It's all going to happen sometime soon, and we'll see how this all pulls together, but it'll come from different areas. Also yesterday, a big announcement from John James. John James, who rolled out his campaign a year and a half ago to take on Sandy Pensler in the Republican primary to be Michigan's Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, lost to Debbie Stabenow by 6 points in the midterm elections of 2018. He's back in the race now, 6 months later, 7 months maybe, as he announces he is going to take on Gary Peters. His organization is there. His name recognition boosted greatly because he was running against Debbie Stabenow. Now he's back in the race. John James was a helicopter pilot in the military, veteran, businessman, African-American, conservative, and a guy who says he's serious about making this happen. I'm going to go to an announcement on Fox News yesterday. We'll start with that bite number five, John James announcing his decision to run again for this U.S. Senate seat. Bite five, go.
I'd like to announce that I am running for U.S. Senate after careful deliberation and thoughtful prayer. I believe that the time again is to serve. I believe that right now nothing has changed. I still have a passion for service. I still have a clear vision. Understand that service before self. I understand what we need to do because I have experience as a business leader, as a job creator, how to protect our economy from socialism, how to bring people together and unite people to make sure that we can defeat the evils that face us today. I also, as a combat veteran, understand the service and sacrifice that our veterans make every single day and willing to stand up for this country. Not any party, not any ideology, but putting country first, putting Michigan first, and I'm looking forward to continuing my service.
And taking on Gary Peters, the junior senator here from Michigan. Gary Peters elected in 2014. One of the few Democrats to win across the country that particular year. And so John James back in the race, and basically he's been on the sidelines briefly. So briefly he took a six-month hiatus, and now he's right back in. And again, his machinery is all there. His fundraising, his get-out-the-vote machinery, it's all there because it's all been built. And so jumping right back in, we'll see if it works, but he should be a formidable candidate. Gary Peters being a sitting U.S. senator, formidable by, well, just historically speaking, senators are reelected at a better than 90% clip. So going in, Gary Peters clearly with the advantage mathematically, historically speaking, but will it be enough to deliver? We'll find out, and there you have it. I want to get you involved with something here where you get a chance to win a brand-new $2,700 Wolverine reverse osmosis system. If you want Pure Health Alkaline drinking water, this is the way to do it. Pure performance. Pure Health Alkaline water reduces metabolic acids, which cause muscle fatigue, muscle weakness, and helps athletes, helps reduce the risk of injury while increasing stamina and endurance. And you can get an RO system, a Pure Health RO system in your house for free if you're the lucky winner. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com. Do it right now. It's worth $2,700. You could be the winner of this Wolverine water system. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine water contest button. Do it right now.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.